This is after the psalmist is talking about the God humbling the nations of the earth. So in a sense, he's saying, okay, we're a small nation. We're endangered by larger nations around us. But God, and here God actually breaks into the psalm and speaks in the first person and says, be still and see that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations and I will be exalted in the earth. So in other words, don't worry about it. I got this. You just be quiet. Shut up. Trust me and I'll take care of this. So there's one practical reason you can say for being recollected, because if we think that we're going to be solving all the problems, well then we just become one of the problems actually, because we've become a sort of a false kind of activist. Now the other verse that I was that I wanted to point to is Mark 6 verse 31, and in that verse it's where our Lord is talking to the apostles. They've just spent a lot of time very publicly preaching, and he's just sent them out on their first preaching mission, and they come back. And when they come back from this preaching mission, they're all excited on the wonderful things that have happened. And he says to them, come apart into a desert place and rest a little. And then it goes on in that verse, for there were many coming and going, and they had not so much as time to eat. So our Lord invites them to come away for a time into a desert place, which in Scripture symbolizes, ironically, a desert symbolizes rest, but it symbolizes getting away from the noisiness of the city, going into a place where you can encounter God, as it were, directly. And of course, the desert was the place where the Jews spent 40 years sort of being purified so that they could enter into the Holy Land. So deserts have that connotation in Scripture, which is why in the early days of monasticism, the Egyptian monks, they went out into the desert. The Thebaid was a big desert. And they talk about the desert fathers. This is where monasticism sort of was born and had its very, very fruitful infancy and youth was in the desert. You're listening to Reconquest and the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie. And we're talking about on the need for recollection. So we've talked about how, you know, modern life is extremely unrecollected. It's extremely noisy. We're constantly beset with lots of distractions, whether it be from computers or mobile devices or telephones or televisions, whatever, these various technological